This is the Celebrity Afterlife Report podcast.
Hey, hi there. Remember me? I remember you. I am the Celebrity Medium, back with another edition of the Celebrity Afterlife Report, the only show on the internet or broadcasting or pretty much anywhere that gives you the up-to-the-minute gossip about all your favorite deceased celebs. I was off last week for a Thanksgiving, but I'm back, and we're going to be doing several of these until we get to Christmas and New Year's, and I'll be off for a couple of weeks then, too. But hey, I'm entitled to that, aren't I? I think I am. I work hard. All right, enough falderal. Let's get to the news. David Cassidy, who came to prominence as Keith Partridge on the Partridge Family, has transitioned to the next world. If you weren't around in the 70s, you may not know, he was a big deal. He was a big deal. He was, I guess I would compare him to Justin Bieber. Back then, a giant teen idol and kind of a superstar in the 70s. So when he got there, there was a large crowd assembled. Some of them were middle-aged people who remember the show from their youth. But from what I'm told, many of them were people, especially young women, who transitioned to the afterlife during his heyday. Because, you know, you look like you did at your adult best, or if you transitioned before you became adult, you look at your data as at your youthful best when you get there. So there was a pretty big crowd. And he walked out on stage and was kind of happy to see this big crowd. And as it turns out, one of the people on the arrival committee had put together a band. And David was surprised by that, but he was cajoled into performing a little mini concert of his pop hits, including his first really big one, which was called I Think I Love You. Now, I didn't watch the Partridge Family back in the day, but they must have performed that on the show, right? I mean, they wouldn't have not done that when the guy had one of the lead actors had a number one hit, right? Now, I didn't get the names of the musicians in the band, but I don't think they were super famous guys. I think it was the band they put together very quickly. Now, my sources tell me that David seemed really, really happy to be on stage again. Now, he hadn't performed in months on the earthly plane because he had contracted Alzheimer's, which is really unfortunate. From what I've read, his last couple of concerts, he was forgetting lyrics, kind of like Glenn Campbell, you know, a little bit unfortunate. But anyway, he's back in action in the next world. One of my sources asked him if he was going to be performing again, and he said he'd have to think about it. But I think if I was going to guess, I would say the answer will eventually be yes, because he seemed to be having so much fun at his arrival ceremony, so I can't imagine he'll want to stay out of the limelight. All right, somebody else, famous but kind of icky, Charles Manson, infamous cult leader. He also arrived in the airplane for Matt. I think it was, he was several days before David Cassidy. Now, there was kind of a mix-up. I guess even without a government, you still get kind of a bureaucracy in the afterlife. He was going to be given a celebrity welcome, and the notice went out that that was going to happen, and then people usually come over to Arrival Square and are ready there to greet the person, but it caused a lot of controversy because people were saying that somebody as evil as Manson should be welcomed to his new existence with a big ceremony, which I have to say I agree with. I can't recall any other infamous person like that getting an arrival ceremony since I've been doing these reports. So either somebody has a sick sense of humor or it was just a misunderstanding of some kind. So at the last minute, the welcoming ceremony was canceled, and somebody told Charlie about the cancellation, which I am informed caused him to start screaming at the poor messenger, probably like an intern or somebody, you know? So, among other things, he apparently said, quote, I'm as big a celebrity as anyone, bigger than the Beatles, I've been on every magazine cover, my name's been on everyone's lips, I should be given a hero's welcome, unquote. been. He was deranged on the earthly plane, and apparently moving on hasn't changed him. So a very brave reporter asked him why a criminal like him should be honored, and he flipped out again and says, "All lies, I was never a criminal. I never killed anyone. It's society that's the criminal. What you look at me, when you look at me, what you see is yourself." Okay. Now, the last time we heard anything about Leonard Nimoy, and everybody knows who Leonard Nimoy is, right? It was when Martin Landau arrived in the afterlife, actor Martin Landau. Nimoy showed up in full Star Trek regalia to tease Landau because Martin Landau turned down the role of Spock before it was offered to Leonard Nimoy. And Landau probably went to his grave kind of regretting that, but I think, in fact, that's the only time that I've reported about Leonard Nimoy. I guess he's been leading kind of a quiet life because it's been radio silence from and about him since the Martin Landau thing. And that was just, nice. That wasn't like a mean thing. They both laughed. Now, what you may not know is besides being an actor, he's also a really talented photographer whose work has been shown in art galleries and museums. Okay, this is where we get into the current events. Now we are told that, at least for the time being, he's giving up acting for a new avocation. Are you sitting down? Ice fishing. He told one of my best sources, so I really have a lot of confidence in this, that he is going to head up to the Arctic region of the next world. He's going to take along his cameras because he wants solitude and some unique photo opportunities. Well, he's going to get him, I guess. I want to know, what do you pack? If you're planning on going to the Arctic region for an extended period of time and you're not an Inuit kind of a person, what kind of food do you bring? I don't know. I don't have those details. But apparently he's going to the Arctic there, and he's going to live there and take photographs and just kind of, do his Vulcan meditation or something. Okay, this just in. It's another one of those instances of two storylines just happening to intersect. So we've had this story. I have the story I received just moments before recording this episode of the podcast. Okay, I mentioned that Charles Manson transitioned to the afterlife several days before David Cassidy and didn't get a welcoming ceremony and was not happy when he was told about that. Well, he apparently was in the crowd at David Cassidy's welcoming ceremony. And several people witnessed Manson approaching Cassidy after the ceremony was over. Okay, Charlie reportedly offered to go on the road with David when he decides to go back into performing and play with him. Now, as you may know, Manson fancied himself a singer-songwriter, and there's at least one album floating around of his music that you can find if you go look for it. So it will come as no surprise that David Cassidy was kind of visibly startled by this offer and seemed taken aback and uncomfortable. So he kind of tried to put Manson off by saying, "Oh, yeah, I'll get back to you. Let me think about that, Charlie. Okay. I don't know if I'm going to be performing myself, but I'll be in touch." The old "I'll be in touch" gig. How creepy is that? Delusional on Earth, delusional in the afterlife. All right, so with that, I am done for now. I'm going to lock up the Celebrity Afterlife Report Studio. I'm going to turn the giant padlock. Until I come back next week with more up-to-the-moment gossip about all your favorite deceased celebrities. In the meantime, if you're trying to tell friends where to find this, you can point them towards iTunes, you can point them towards the Google Play Store, you can direct them towards YouTube, or if you and they and anybody is in the Los Angeles area, you can tell them to listen to K-Chung AM 1630, where this very podcast appears on the show called Inspirato Projecto Radio, which airs Mondays at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Until I return here at this microphone, which I am staring at with my giant brown eyes at the moment, I wish you a good week. I hope you have a great time with your life. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to the Celebrity Afterlife Report podcast. To ask a question about your favorite deceased celebrity, call 818-3-MY-DREAM. 818-3-MY-DREAM. 818-369-3732.